should go back and talk about a couple of technical issues that were wrestled with. NRL, Roger Easton's operation, had used an entirely different ranging signal, something called side tone ranging. And unfortunately,
what was that, side tone?
Side tone ranging, STR. And unfortunately, side tone ranging, in our view, was trivially jammed. It had no inherent jam resistance in its, by its very nature. It was a very clear and obvious signal. And furthermore, not only did it have that feature, if you wanted to use multiple satellites, you would have to transmit on fundamentally different frequencies. And what was so unique about the signal structure we were using, it was when spread spectrum was in its infancy. And all the signals came down in exactly the same, on the same center frequency, except for Doppler shifts. And because that was the basic nature, we could see that eventually digital receivers that were all digital, would be able to capture the whole digital bitstream and hence have no interchannel bias shifts. And when you get down, as we are right now at Stanford, navigating farm tractors to better than a centimeter, it turns out those interchannel biases would have killed us. So it turns out that this signal structure, which the Air Force had fostered, not the particular one that we had, but something along those lines, was essential, in my opinion, to the success. And if you look, and I'm not degrading the Russian competing system that came along later called GLONASS, but if you look at their signal structure, they went to different frequency bins. And the consequence is those interfrequency biases tend to kill you. There are ways to get around it to varying degrees, but if you look at the accuracy of the most precise surveying and real-time kinematic receivers of today, you will see that GPS provides a far more stable, more accurate, more precise signal than the GLONASS does. So I think the decision was pretty sound, and I think has been vindicated over time, especially with the simplicity. What we could see was that initially receivers were going to cost a great deal. So I had a motto hung up in my program office, and I kind of invented this motto. The first part of it related to accuracy. And what that thing said was, the mission of this program office is, number one, drop 5 bombs in the same hole. And what I meant by that is precision weapon delivery. And number two, build a cheap set that navigates. And our goal was under $10,000.